I think it is an option that can be considered in very selected populations where the specifics of the response are critical to the management. One might think about patients with contraindications to bevacizumab, which is a more standard addition to frontline chemotherapy cocktails. And one might think about those patients where the plan is for resection. But I would caution that, in my opinion, there's a little bit of an oversell of the idea of converting unresectable patients to resectable. The quote-unquote unresectable to resectable conversion is, in theory, the patient that has liver-only disease, not the patient that has extrahepatic disease that gets cold on a PET scan. That person's not resectable, in my opinion. But the person that has liver-only disease at the get-go, and the size of the tumor is the obstruction to resection. That's rare. It exists. There's some where the size, or because it abuts critical structures, shrinking the tumor may make the person resectable. It's worth noting that in the 966 trial that Jim Cassidy and I published in JCO this spring, and that's the frontline oxaliplatin-based chemotherapy plus minus bevacizumab, that bevacizumab contributed absolutely nothing to response rate with oxaliplatin-based therapy. So if the goal is to optimize response rate, shrink the tumor, then one might consider the addition of cetuximab in a KRAS wild-type patient who is a candidate for curative resection if the response is good enough.
Let me just pick up on a couple things. The last thing that you were talking about, which is if you do have that unusual situation where the surgeon really says, you know, it really would be helpful to shrink this tumor down. In general, let's say a patient is completely systemic therapy naive. Generally, what regimen would you utilize?
I've been using, for metastatic disease, I'm comfortable that FOLFOX and FOLFIRI are acceptably equal regimens. I talk to patients about which side effect profile is more acceptable to them. And then, unless there's a contraindication, I add bevacizumab.